Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WIS Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.
I'm Steve Walters.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
This is Rewind Milwaukee, a look at some of the issues affecting Wisconsin's largest city and the capital. Let's start with the Assembly Republicans' package on highway funding, because in November, the Milwaukee County Board, upon the recommendation of County Executive Abley, adopted, well, Abley asked for a $60 wheel tax. They dialed it back to $30. Mm-hmm. They adopted it. But, J.R., what would the Coinga-Voss Assembly Republican package do to it?
Basically kill it. And what the language basically says, if you had one in place before, you're okay, except for Milwaukee, because it went into effect in 2017 and when it went into effect. And if you wanted it, to keep it, you have to do a referendum. Well, they had a referendum in Milwaukee in the fall, and it was advisory, and it was 72-28 against.
The speaker said 72% against.
So Milwaukee feels a little bit picked upon. Chris Abley, so I think, talked about financial insolvency.
Yes.
Because there are costs there that he's trying to deal with, and this is going to take away a tool from that toolbox to deal with those costs.
Yeah, it is, because once you get it adopted, you build it into your 2017 budget, and they were looking at getting $13.5 million in this year to go for bus transit operations, bridge and road repairs, et cetera. So you're exactly right. I just want to read a little bit of what Abley said. Taking away Milwaukee County's ability to generate its own revenue does nothing to solve the state's budget problems. This would force us into, as you said, fiscal insolvency. But here's Abley, who does a deal with Walker, $26 million for new buses. He's not on speaking terms with some of these Assembly Republicans?
Well, Voss is unhappy that there was an advisory referendum that said no, overwhelmingly. They did it anyway. So he feels like they're not being responsive to their constituents now. You get an argument about local control and why is it somebody from Madison or working in Madison telling Milwaukee what to do.
Right.
But there's a rub there about that local control issue.
Okay. The only other subject, JR, I want to touch on is you had an inquest into a death in the Milwaukee County Jail. And the inquest jury recommended charges. In the wake of that, there's been comments by Democratic Leader Barca in the Assembly and Governor Walker on Sheriff Clark. Let's listen to what they said.
Obviously, there are some very serious issues going on in Milwaukee County, and I know that based on the rally yesterday that was held in Milwaukee, there's huge public outcry. I think the sheriff is just hoping he gets a golden parachute from President Trump at this juncture, because I think he recognizes for the first time that people are ready to remove him from office one way or another. But I certainly believe that there are grounds for the governor to consider removing him at this juncture. And I can't imagine any scenario where he could be reelected.
Obviously, it's very concerning about what's being alleged for those individuals involved, which does not directly involve the sheriff. We'll see if the district attorney chooses to go forward issuing charges against those individuals. Anything that I've seen does not directly link that to the sheriff. That's why the sheriff is one of those positions that's constitutionally identified as being elected by the people. And I firmly believe that the people of Milwaukee County will have the opportunity to judge him at the next election.
Just quickly, JR, Democratic Leader Barca says he believes there's grounds to remove and that Clark cannot be reelected in 2018, but the governor says that's why we have elections.
Yeah.
We have not heard any statement from Sheriff Clark since the inquest jury recommended criminal charges. What do you think this does? You heard Barca say the sheriff was hoping for Barca's term, a golden parachute, to go to the Trump administration.
Well, a week ago, news broke that the Trump administration was looking at appointing Clark to a position in Homeland Security that it did not require Senate confirmation, which could be key for Sheriff Clark. Some stuff going on right now. There's no way the governor is going to remove him in May when there is an election, I believe next fall, for that office. Two, when we all think Clark is going to go to the Trump administration eventually.
Right.
There's just no point in Walker doing that right now. And, you know, Barca may have a point. Clark may have a hard time getting reelected if he wanted to run, but I don't think it's going to come to that. I get the impression that he is waiting for that Trump job, and the president values loyalty. Clark has been loyal, so even with all his baggage, looks like he's going to land a job, possibly, in the administration, though somebody cautioned in the story that we read in Political last week, it's not a done deal, or was not a done deal just yet.
And the term you said that I want to come back to is the baggage. I'm Steve Walters.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
That's Rewind Milwaukee.
brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WIS Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.